Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining me right now, courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline, Bet Smarter, Beat the Books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com is Charlie Casserly. Charlie, of course, the general manager. The last time Washington was in this position, the 91 Skins beat Detroit in the NFC title game and then went on to blow out Buffalo in Super Bowl 26. It took 33 years to get back to this spot, Charlie. One game away from the Super Bowl. I just want to start by asking you for your reaction to this team and the season they're having.
Well, you know, you don't realize it's 33 years. You knew the last one, but 33 years, well, that's a long time. Okay? So I didn't realize that when I thought about it for the first time. I look at the years. I think it's exciting. I think they're on a run here. If you just look at the records over the last 2 months of the season, they're right there at the top. I mean, they've won seven in a row, is it, right now?
Yeah.
They've got a formula. I think in the two playoff games, they have clearly won the turnover battle, and that's been the difference in the games, okay? But, you know, the quarterback is for real. I don't want to jinx him. I think he reminds me of Mahomes, okay, not Lamar Jackson. He's a much better passer than Lamar Jackson. He doesn't have necessarily the body build of Lamar, but he's a much better passer. I think Kingsbury's system has worked perfectly. They've got a formula for ball control, which helps the defense. The other thing is, and I just see them on television, they really play hard on defense. I mean, really play hard. That's one of the things that's helping them, because they're not as talented on defense as a lot of teams in the league, but they're making up for it with a ball control offense, an offense that is, you know, nobody's really stopping it. And again, the defense is playing hard, and they've been able to come up with some turnovers. So it's exciting. It really is.
I want to get into Jaden and the team in a little bit in more depth. What about just you were a part?
Hey, Tom, I don't want to just thought of it there. Where's Kornheiser with the bandwagon? Huh? Remember the bandwagon?
Of course I remember the bandwagon. I think one point I called him this year. I said, are you thinking about it? He said, I'm thinking about it, but I don't think I'm going to do it. It's too early.
Okay.
But you
now he's too late.
He missed his opportunity this year. I mean, You know what it's like, though. You just brought up, you know, one of the signature, you know, parts of the 91 run. You know what it's like to win big in this town. Do you feel it as someone who is a part of it?
Of course, we don't live there anymore, but I do feel, I know what it's like, okay? I was on a radio show last week, and I said to him, I said, now I'm going to ask you a question now. I says, what's bigger in that town to the people of that town and area, the inauguration or the Detroit game? And it's a silence, okay? Because we all know what it's like. Now, we understand the inauguration and the implication of that. It's the President of the United States. We get all that, okay? But you got to understand what this does to the people there. They used to say the government was much more efficient on Mondays. And I never knew what to make of it until sometimes I would be in government offices for different things. All were fans. Every one of them was a fan. Like, you know, 1 out of 10 would be a Cowboy fan, and then you'd have some fun with them. But it's there. The sleeping giant, I think, has woke up.
Yeah, I think you're right. So you told me months ago, right after they hired Dan Quinn, you said you know him well, and you said he is a culture builder. It's still, Charlie, as you know, as a roster and culture builder, it's really hard to do it this quickly. So do you point to the quarterback, as most of us have, and just say, well, that's why they've gotten here this quickly more than anything else?
Well, on the wins and losses, there's no question about that. But I think they turn the culture around by turning the players around. The Bengals have the biggest roster turnover in the league.
Right.
Okay, so you're not talking to the same audience. That's number one. The ownership has a tremendous effect on this thing. Okay? The owner is just giving them whatever they needed, whether it's staffing or upgrading facilities. There's a clear commitment to win and giving the money to sign players. Now, they didn't go out and spend a lot of money, but they weren't restricted from doing what they had to do, whereas there was restrictions at the end of the Dan Snyder era on signing players. So there was none of that there. So it was an all-in, which everybody feels that in the building. And I think there's no question, just listening to the comments from the players, that they've totally bought into Dan Quinn and his belief on everything. And I think that has an effect on things like how hard the defense plays. I think, the fact that they come out and play hard every week. And there's no question the quarterback is huge. I mean, look at the games they won at the end of the game with him. They can't deny that. I mean, he's the difference on where they are and maybe being under 500. I don't know. Maybe that's too strict to say. But there is a difference in culture.
Yeah, clearly there is. I mean, look, early on in Dan's tenure, he spent on players. He overspent on players. So it's more than just that with an owner, right?
Well, I think it's, obviously Josh Harris's feeling is I'm going to hire people and let them do their job, okay?
Yeah.
So I don't see Josh interfering in the draft. I don't see interfering in free agency. And definitely there were situations where Dan did that. Okay? So that's those are positives there. And those are huge positives. Okay? Because two things. One, you're able to make your own decisions. And two, you're not spending a lot of time defending your decisions, which takes time away from doing your job on that part. So I think those are things there. As far as the upgrades and the facilities, I don't know. They tell me they've done things. I don't know what they are. But I know, for one thing, they told me they took out the AstroTurf field.
Yeah, they
which
did.
Which is the oldest one in the history of the world right now, probably it was.
Yeah.
So, but that shows something when you're doing those things to everybody around you. Hey, this guy's serious about winning.
When I talked to you last, it was July when you were going into the DC Sports Hall of Fame, and you had not evaluated the quarterbacks. You hadn't seen them, so there wasn't a whole lot that you had on any of the quarterbacks, including Jaden. You've now had a chance to watch him. You've already compared him in this conversation to Mahomes more so than Lamar Jackson. Charlie, have you ever seen a rookie quarterback season like this one?
Well, the only one I can remember, okay, and remember it vividly, is Dan Marino, because I think he opened up against us and just killed us, and I think by about four touchdown passes or something like that.
That was actually, yeah, that was his second year. That was his
second year.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was his first year. Anyway, no, I can't remember anybody playing this well, this fast. So, I mean, it's even the great ones like Manning, he might have led the league in interceptions. So that's something that is a credit to the player, the coach. One team told me, he says, here's what's going to happen. Jaden Daniels is going to have a much better year than Caleb Williams because they're going to put in a college offense and he's going to excel in it. And Williams is going to be trying to learn a pro offense and he's going to struggle with it. It's exactly what happened. Okay? But we're sitting here playing for the NFC Championship game. The team is, and nobody's really stopping them. Okay, so I mean, they put up what 35 against Philadelphia when they beat them.
Yeah.
So and that is a very good defense. I mean, Fangio's one of the best coordinators there is, but they're loaded on defense now, talent wise.
Yeah.
So they're not doing it with mirrors. So to put up that many points on them now, obviously Sunday will be a different situation on the road. Fangio's had a chance to recover from that game. They're deep playing very well, and it'll be a hell of a challenge there. So,
as a former general manager and as somebody that consumes and watches a lot, like, what's the GM's evaluation of Jaden? Like, what does he do so well? Do you see any flaws? Like, how do you describe Jaden, you know, through this rookie season in general manager's terms?
Yeah, see, there's a big difference between television and seeing tape. Tape gives you coverages and decision-making better than television. But what I see on television is kind of the obvious things. Poise, okay? Ability to make all of the throws, okay? In other words, short, deep touch, et cetera. He seems to be reading things well. So all of the above, you see accuracy, you see arm strength, you see touch. And he seems to be reading the defense well. So now in a spread offense, it makes it easy to read it, okay? But still, he's doing it. So I don't really see any particular flaws in him when you watch him. So now obviously that's not as thorough as I'd like to be, but from TV, the guy's doing tremendous.
Your thoughts on Cliff Kingsbury and the job he's done?
Excellent. Excellent. You know, there's defensive coordinators in the league that felt, you know, their system is simple. We can defend it. That hasn't been the case, though. Now, the element they have, though they didn't have it Saturday night, I think, is the running quarterback. I mean, there are design runs, as you know, that they put in for him.
Yeah.
And that makes it hard, very hard to defend him. You know, when he's going to ad-lib and run when it's necessary, he's obviously very dangerous there. But what the running quarterback part is what he's given them. But that was really taken away Saturday night. And they still, you know, put up points in the course of the game. So you know, they have a formula, it seems. You know, just watching them on television, they get the ball out of the quick screen. You know, that's like a running play to the outside. And that's kind of the way people interpret it. But he's kept people off balance with just watching the games. So I thought Bowles had a great plan against them, but they turned the ball over, and then Washington was able to control the ball.
How do you feel about, you know, this last decade of football where there have been true dual-threat quarterbacks that are a big part of the run game and designed runs and option runs, you know, where a lot of the college game has come to the pro game?
Well, years ago, there was a coach, Chan Gailey, who was the head coach in Dallas for 2 years.
Right.
Took him to the playoffs twice, and then he got fired, which Jerry regretted that. Then he went to Buffalo, didn't have a chance there. But he told me, now, this is a long time ago, he said, what's going to happen is the college game is going to come to the pro game because the pros don't have enough time to retrain the college quarterbacks with the limitations on practice. So you're going to have to take what they do and adapt to them. And that's what's happened. Okay. In the league, with the offenses, so a lot of with the offenses. Now there's still some teams that you know will be a little bit different, but your observation is accurate as what's going on. The initial thought was, okay, can these guys survive running the football? And you know, Mahomes has survived. That's a pass first offense, but his runs are huge. Okay, we know that. But he's very smart about it, and he's so far been able to duck the injury part of it there. Lamar Jackson's a you know physical guy. For the most part, he's ducked the injury part of it. So the injury part of it has not come up as much as all of us thought it was going to. Okay, and guys have developed. Like a Kaepernick, he won early because there was a little bit of adjustment on defenses that they weren't ready. They had an excellent offensive line, an excellent running game, and a tremendous defense. As things fell apart around him, and he had to try to become a read the defense quarterback, he couldn't do it. Okay? That was his deficiency on the thing. So
it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm surprised about the durability of the quarterbacks. I'm not surprised that the game has evolved this way based on what Chan Gailey told me years ago, and he was a visionary on this. He was ahead of his time. And he was a very good coach. Ryan Fitzpatrick had a career year with him by his, you know, the play calling and running a spread offense. So with the Jets. And so anyway, that's kind of the way I look at the things.
Would you, as a GM today, even look at a quarterback that's just a pocket passer, a Jared Goff type, as an example?
Oh, sure. Yeah, because at the end of the day, we talk about the running quarterback, but you got to be able to throw the ball. You got to be able to throw the ball, be accurate on your throws, operate under pressure, make all the throws. You got to be able to do those things.
Yeah.
Okay. You look at Lamar Jackson, he's evolved. And, you know, you can't get, you know, he did have a couple turnovers in the game on Saturday.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you know, he did drive him down at the end of the game. And that was an excellent drive. So you see a lot of big time plays out of him in the passing game. So he's evolved. Okay. And so to say that he can't win because he can't be a passing quarterback, I don't think that's accurate anymore. I think it was at one time. Okay. Now, Jalen Hurts, you know, book on him is you know, make him beat you. Well, there is some truth in that. But the way Saquon's playing, Saquon Barkley's playing, yeah, it's obvious you better stop him first.
Right. Yeah. You said about the defense, it plays hard, really hard, and I think everybody that's watched them all year would agree. But you also talked about the lack of talent. You know, they've got a couple of good players, but they've obviously not gotten the results consistently on defense. As a GM and watching this team, would that be the emphasis in the offseason? Where would your emphasis be? Defense first? Would you be looking for a number two receiver?
Yeah, well, they need a number two receiver. But in their system, it really doesn't show up as much because of they've been able to do a great job of scheming, and that's Kingsbury getting guys open.
Right.
So the lack of the number two receiver, I don't think, shows up as much as it may be in the future or with other offenses. But, you know, overall, you know, they need to, you know, upgrade on the defense. I'm not getting into specific areas of it, but, you know, we'll see how that goes. Sometimes it's easier the first year to fill in blanks because you have so many. It gets a little harder as you go forward on the thing. But I have total faith in the front office there to be able to do it.
How do you watch football these days? Are you just home watching games?
Red Zone.
You just sit there and watch Red Zone all day?
I watch Red Zone on Sundays. That's it.
All right.
So no commercials, just highlights. okay? And they do more than highlights.
Yeah,
okay?
Of course.
But I'll, you know, watch the if I'm able to, I watch the Sunday night game, the Monday night game, and the Thursday night game. So you see a football game there on that part of it there. But, I'm a big fan of the red zone. So anyway, on that part there.
You mentioned
the commercials drive me crazy.
You mentioned the Eagles defense. It is loaded and it's well coached. What?
Yes.
So in looking at that defense, any offense, how do you deal with that front four, with that linebacker, that middle linebacker, some of their coverage guys? Just give me a quick evaluation of them defensively.
Yeah, I haven't really got into the thing. I get a detailed report on every team in the league, and they were the last team I got, and I was just sitting there saying, there's no weakness here, from a talent point of view, okay? So, but as far as that part, I haven't spent much time thinking about that, and I'd have to see tape, or I'd have to ask questions of people about that. So I really don't have an educated opinion on that, on how to attack them.
All right, 33 years ago, we were 4 days away from Super Bowl 26. Just real quickly about that 91 team, and I'm sure I've asked you this in the past. When did you know that the team was great, maybe all-time great, and would win the Super Bowl or have a really good chance? Did you know it in camp? Did you know it during the season? When did you know?
Let me tell you, it's a good question, and I got a good answer for you, I hope. Let me take you back. In the fourth preseason game, we were embarrassed.
Right.
On that plane, there was a sense of urgency. It was nervousness. Okay, hey, what do we got here? Okay? And there was definitely a sense of urgency. Okay, and we came out, and I think we played Arizona and blew them out and shut them out.
Detroit.
On that point there.
Detroit.
Then the season just seemed to get on a roll. Okay? Everything was going right for us as we went through the season. And, you know, you didn't sit there and think that, okay, and it where it's hard to go undefeated is you're not going to have great games every week. You're going to have lulls, and you got to get lucky a little bit. Like, you know, Houston misses a chip shot field goal.
Right.
They should have beaten us.
Yep.
And then we won the game in overtime, okay? We were lucky there. You know, the Dallas game, they get a Hail Mary at the end of the half. I think they recover an onside kick. So, you know, those things were, you don't want to say, you know, they made plays, but that's how close we were to being 15-0. And we'd have won the last game because we were ahead when we pulled our players.
Yeah.
Okay? But you don't sit there thinking, like, my God, this is one of the greatest teams in the history of the league, let alone the franchise. You never thought that way. Just every game we kept winning. Okay? Went into Buffalo. I think there was great respect for them. I know when I went in there, I thought, you know, we have no idea what's going to happen. No idea what's going to happen in this game. And but, you know, we took over and we had 24-0 in the third quarter. Game was never close. So then you start, then what happens is in time and history, you start thinking about this thing a little bit. And then at the 50th NFL Super Bowl, USA Today come out and ran a poll, okay, and studied things statistically and said it was the best Super Bowl team, okay, which is a hell of a statement. But they had a lot of stats to back it up.
Yep.
Then the ESPN did a statistical analysis over the last 30 years. It was the best team. And they started talking about strength of schedule, margin of victory, and you really began to say, wow, never realized that. So, and then the thing that hits you, too, is the 9 sacks.
Right.
Okay? Which is, you know, nobody comes close to that now. Okay?
Yeah.
And you realize 3 of those came when we benched players against Philadelphia.
Right. In the finale.
Because I think the record was 7 or something like that.
Yeah.
Which was, and Hanifin might have coached that 7 with the Cardinals. So I'm just guessing on some of these things from memory. And then you start thinking, holy cow, that's unbelievable. And then the team, you know, when they started voting the best 100 teams and everything, I still think the team was underrated, in my opinion. Okay? You know, like one thing had the Rams, when they won the Super Bowl, way ahead of us. I said, we'd go play the Rams.
Yeah, the greatest show on turf, Rams, you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. when you go to reality, okay, the Rams barely beat Tampa,
right,
who had no quarterback, and they barely beat the Tennessee Titans.
Right.
Okay? So, I mean, we're blowing out people right and left and played a much tougher schedule, so to come to say the least. So I think with time you realize how great that team was. That's just me, my perspective on it.
But you when didn't know it, you didn't know in the operation. Moment. You didn't know in the moment when you went and beat the Giants. Remember that Sunday night game? They were the defending champs in the Meadowlands.
Yeah, that was a turning point. There was no question about it.
Yeah. Okay?
But what happens in the season, Kevin, is even Monday you come in, all right, what's the injury report? Okay, what do we got to do this week? So when you're wrapped up in it, you don't think about things like that.
Yeah.
You're just trying to get to the next week.
Yeah.
So, and even beating Buffalo, but almost the way we did it, you're just enjoying the win. You're not sitting there saying, holy cow. We know the game wasn't close. Okay? The score was a little closer than the game, really. But then you realize, you know, Buffalo was a great football team. They never won a Super Bowl, but they were a great football team.
Did you know Rip was capable of that kind of a season?
I don't want to underestimate. When we drafted him, we knew what he was a Joe Gibbs quarterback. He was big, strong, with a strong arm, smart and tough.
Yeah.
Okay? We knew he didn't have any mobility. Okay? But, you know, it, just everything went right that year. It seemed like every time he threw a deep ball, the guy was wide open.
Yeah.
I can't explain that.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
But, you know, everything hit right for him that year. But give him credit. He prepared himself. He was tough, smart. He was, you know, really good at reading defenses, really this smart. I can't stop saying it with him, which was big in Gibbs' offense. So give him credit. He played at a level of Super Bowl MVP in the game. He played as an all-pro player, a Pro Bowl player that year. He had that kind of a year. So, you know, give him credit for it.
Yeah, I had him on the show earlier this week. He's always been one of my favorite players from the past, Charlie, because of what you just said. He was so smart, and he was one tough, competitive SOB.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the other thing is that nine-sack thing, when you think about it, Rip wasn't going to avoid anybody now.
Right.
He was there.
Yeah.
So no, that's even more amazing.
It was a hell of an offensive line. You agree, and I think you've told me this before, the 91 team is the greatest team of that era. It's better than the 82, 87, and 83 team.
Yeah, I mean, you're part of all those teams. But let me say this. The outsiders, when they voted all that, showed it.
Yeah, okay? I agree.
So, yeah. And that's, you know, one way to say it without being politically correct.
Always a pleasure, Charlie, to have you on the show, especially in these circumstances. This is not typical of the conversations we've had in the past when it comes to the team here in this town, but this is a nice one to have. Enjoy the football over the weekend. We'll talk soon. Thanks.
Always a pleasure now.
Charlie Casserly, everybody. Always good to get his perspective on the team, and really nice to kind of remember 33 years ago. If you've been thinking about new windows, my recommendation is Window Nation. Heating costs are out of control, and especially in cold weather areas like ours, experts say it'll get even worse before the spring. If you want to save money, replace your cold, drafty windows with energy-efficient ones from Window Nation. Go to windownation.com right now and save big with 50% off all windows and window styles. Plus, get zero interest with no payments for 2 full years. Window Nation's products are built to protect your home with top-quality insulation and seals and often outperform the expensive guys, so you'll save money on utility bills year-round. Plus, their windows come with a lifetime warranty, and they can be installed in a day or less. There's no risk in moving forward with Window Nation, including getting an estimate. It's free of charge when you mention my name. I promise you, the best product, the best price, and the best company. They've got an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and over 33,000 five-star reviews on Google. 866-90-NATION, Window Nation. .com.